You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Each week, the JX looks around Southern Oregon and Northern California to learn about one city or town in our listening region. Today, we're talking with Juliana Lucchese. She's the mayor of Dunsmuir, California. Welcome to the Exchange, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Tell me, let's start with the pronunciation of your city. How do you pronounce it?
So it is the city of Dunsmuir.
Dunsmuir. Okay. So tell me about the geography. Where is it located?
Yeah, Dunsmuir is located in southern Siskiyou County in the far north of California. So we're located on Interstate 5 and the Union Pacific Railway. We have a really unique topography for a city in that we are a canyon town. We are the first city on the Sacramento River as it goes down through California. So it's created this really beautiful canyon city where we have kind of tiered, hilly neighborhoods and a really historic downtown.
So tell me about the land size, the population, demographics.
Sure. So the city itself is fairly small. We do have an airport at the northern part of the city, which is part of our jurisdiction. But for the most part, we're along the Sacramento River, down going closer towards Shasta County. We're about 2,800 individuals, so we are a small town, but we are primarily a tourism-based economy. With the Sacramento River flowing through the town, we have great trout fishing, fly fishing. We're home to the Ted Faye Fly Fish Shop, as well as a number of other restaurants and businesses that cater to the tourism industry.
Well, it sounds beautiful. And I know the city calls itself the City of Waterfalls, and it boasts the best water on earth.
Yes.
Really?
We do. Yeah. So the city of Dunsmuir, first off, our water is untreated. So our water comes from a volcanic tube that never sees the light of day until you turn the tap water on. So it's very clean, full of really healthy minerals for everyone who lives within the city limits. We also do have a city-owned water bottling plant that is plastic-free, and so you can buy Castle Rock water bottles throughout the region, and that is Dunsmuir water, which is very pristine and highly sought after. In addition to that, we have a number of waterfalls throughout the city because of our canyon nature, and so our most prominent ones are Hedge Creek Falls and Moss Spray Falls. Hedge Creek is along a city-owned parkway that you can reach in the northern part of the town, and then the city is currently working on a legal trail to Moss Spray Falls. And so Moss Spray Falls, if you haven't been there, it's an extremely beautiful waterfall on the Sacramento River. But the only way to access it is by illegally walking along the Union Pacific Railway to get to it. So we're currently working on a public route to get to Moss Spray Falls so that it's safer for our visitors as well as our residents who'd like to frequent the falls.
Well, that sounds great. When do you expect that to be completed?
We're working on applications for grants right now to do the planning and construction of pedestrian bridges over the Sacramento River, as well as constructing the boardwalk trail. We're hoping to have it planned and constructed prior to 2030.
Okay. Now, you said you're located along the Sacramento River. I'm guessing there's a lot of hiking and camping and rafting and fishing. Tell me about the activities along the river.
Yeah, so being the beginning of the Sacramento River, it is a pretty nice tubing. There is some kayaking that's done throughout the river. We don't get quite enough volume to do some rafting through it like you would in other larger scale rivers, but we do have a lot of the fly fishing as well as our Tallin Dolly Park, which is located along the Sacramento River that connects to the city park. And so we have botanical gardens, natural walkways that you can enjoy the Sacramento, and you can pretty much walk along the river either on one of these recreational trails or along city streets that parallel the river as it goes through town. So there's a number of those hiking opportunities. We really kind of specialize in more of these slower living types of recreation activities. So we don't necessarily have any mountain biking trails or things like that, but it's definitely a place where you can come and settle, enjoy the cool air and the water. We really enjoy a more temperate climate than the rest of Siskiyou County because of the river flowing through the city. And so we do support a number of fruit trees throughout the city that people really enjoy, especially our peaches.
Well, you said it's a small historic town, but you also said it has an airport, and I understand it has an active Amtrak rail station as well.
Yes.
So that's unusual for a small town.
Yeah, we're really this kind of pinch point for a lot of Northern California, especially the commerce routes, but, transportation as well. You know, we have all of the different types of aviation vehicles and train. And so we are the last stop on the railway from Amtrak towards Oregon as it goes up to Klamath Falls. And so we have a lot of really good opportunities for people to reach us. And it's something that we're trying to develop around in terms of being more friendly to those types of transportation opportunities to get to us.
So as a small town, why does it have an airport?
So the airport was originally owned by Siskiyou County, and so the county has several airports throughout the county because of its size. So Siskiyou County is the same size as the state of Rhode Island and Connecticut combined. So it's a very large spatial area. So we have a number of different airports to provide especially emergency services support, which is what the Mott Airport does. And so the Mott Airport really serves as a Forest Service and CAL FIRE stopping point for any types of helicopters, aviation that are providing support for wildfire suppression. And so those are different opportunities that we have in that region. And so although we're not a commercial, you know, what you would typically go to in Reading or Medford for airfare to other areas, we primarily use the airport as a emergency stopping point and emergency services for the southern Siskiyou region.
Gotcha. So how long have you been mayor?
So we rotate mayor each year. And so I've been on the city council for over 7 years at this point, and I have served as the mayor for about 3 of those. And so I will finish out the mayoral seat at the end of this calendar year. And then within the 5 city council members, will appoint a new mayor.
Okay. And tell me about the governing structure of your town.
We are a city manager form of government. So there is 5 members on the city council who are all elected. And then we self-appoint, as I said, the mayor. And then the city itself is run by the city manager, who then hires staff to support the different goals and priorities of the city itself. We do also have an appointed planning commission that serves as an advisory body to the city council, as well as several other committees, specifically like finance, economic development. And so it is very much a community-driven government in that we have a number of different opportunities for residents to participate in these advisory committees or on other projects that we have going on in the city.
In case you're just joining us, my guest is Juliana Lucchese, mayor of Dunsmuir, California. Mayor, why'd you move to Dunsmuir?
I actually moved to the region in 2016 from the Midwest. I'm originally from Wisconsin, and I had moved out. I'm a city planner by trade, and so I had moved out to become the city planner for the city of Mount Shasta. And my first weekend, I actually got the opportunity to visit all of the small towns in South Siskiyou, and I just fell in love with Dunsmuir. I really appreciated the people that were there, just very down-to-earth, very welcoming individuals. And then the historic downtown is just extremely charming. And so when I had the opportunity to move from Mount Shasta to Dunsmuir just for living purposes, I really took it and was very excited to do it. And so I've been living in the city since 2017 and just trying to help out where I can to improve my community.
Well, I know you're a multitasker. You toggle between jobs across neighboring cities. And as mayor of Dunsmuir, you're also the assistant manager of Yreka, 45 miles up the I-5 corridor. And yes. I think you're the first mayor we've had on the exchange who manages 2 cities. Walk me through one of your typical days.
Yeah, so it's for the city of Yreka. This is my day job, so they do pay me to be here, which is great. The city of Dunsmuir is a fully volunteer city council, so we don't receive any financial compensation for our time on there. But essentially, you know, I have a master's degree in urban and regional planning from the University of Iowa, and I've worked with small towns specifically for about 13 years now. And really, you know, it's really great getting to know each of the communities because they're just so different. And there are some basics that every city has, like housing, infrastructure, things like that. But each city approaches those topic areas differently. And so I spend a lot of time really listening to each of the communities, specifically their businesses, community members, enabling me to give context to the different issues for each city. And so, for example, Dunsmuir, with their housing stock, they have a very large vacancy rate, which means we have a lot of second homeowners. So trying to provide long-term housing for residents is a very different challenge than, say, Wairika, which has a very low vacancy rate, which means that there just aren't enough housing units built to provide housing for the area. So I'm able to really kind of just sit and listen to what each of these communities need. And then essentially my roles are different in each city, where in Wairika, I'm here to execute programming and to get things done, where in Dunsmuir, I'm to give direction to the city staff to execute for me. And so it's about keeping the different kind of headspaces for each city and giving them the time of day that they each deserve.
It sounds like both cities are fortunate to have someone with your expertise. I know that Dunsmuir has posted a request for proposals to find a vendor to handle planning services for the next 5 years. So I guess you're going to get some help. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So again, the city of Dunsmuir is only about 2,800 individuals, so we're very small. So we don't have the budget to support a full-time planning department. We do have an on-site building official, and we do have other staff members in other departments like Public Works. But when it comes to planning, you know, we just have such a small budget that we can't handle a full-time individual doing that service. And so typically the city of Dunsmuir contracts that service out to basically do special projects funded by grant dollars, or if we do have some tax revenue available, any special projects the city council would like to direct planning to do. Where the city of Wairika has a much larger population and a much larger tax base to be able to sustain a full-time planning and community development department. And so we approach them a little bit differently between the two cities. But with the city of Dunsmuir, we've been really fortunate to have a great contractor who has just left us for a job in Grass Valley. So we'll be replacing our previous contractor with a new one, hopefully here soon.
Well, it sounds like for people who love the outdoors, Dunsmuir is the place to be. I know that with the winter season behind us, we're now turning our attention to the upcoming fire season. So Dunsmuir is surrounded by nature. How does it protect itself against wildfires?
That's a great question. We're doing our best and we're doing everything we can is the answer. But we're really fortunate to have a grant-funded full-time resilience planner position. Her name is, I believe it's Laura Hall. And she essentially is full-time with the city to do exactly that. So she does all of our grant management, grant applications, and then program management for wildfire projects. We previously had another individual, Stephen Decatur, who was in that role, and we're really fortunate to have that position for a couple more years where their full-time job is looking at green waste programming, which we do have a Green Waste Day coming up in May to help our residents get ready for the fire season, and then also managing a CAL FIRE grant for fire fuels reduction projects. And that goes in both the city of Dunsmuir and extends into the southern portion of Siskiyou County, which is outside our city limits. Because, you know, the one thing about hazards is they don't really respect your jurisdictional limits. So it's really our responsibility to work with our county partners to make sure that the region itself is wildfire ready, and also working with members of our community to take care of their properties as best we can.
Well, I know you've got your work cut out for you in both cities. What's your vision for the future of Dunsmuir?
You know, I got on council, like I said, over seven years ago, and really what I want for the city is to flourish and be a place where people can raise their families, who can enjoy the natural beauty of the outdoors while being really close to community. And Dunsmuir is really great at that, having these smaller events. We have a second Saturday event where you can come down and enjoy all of our art galleries. All of our restaurants have specials on that second Saturday. And really just a lot of those community events moving forward. We have the River and Rails Brew Festival, which is the first weekend in August. And so we're trying to really build these smaller community-driven events and community-driven opportunities to make sure that we create this place where people feel welcome, where they feel supported. And I think that's something we need really badly right now in such a divisive political environment.
Well, I have to agree with you. Thanks so much for the work that you're doing, Mayor. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have.
Of course. No, I appreciate the time.
My guest was Juliana Lucchese, mayor of Dunsmuir, California.